This is how you start to learn to trust your own guidance. And trust me, when you trust your own guidance, you will never be led astray. You are only ever going in different wrong directions when you're trusting other people's opinions, because that doesn't resonate with what your soul came here to do in this life. So when you're trusting your own guidance, when you know who you are at your core, and you're listening to you above everyone and everything, no matter what you're seeing and feeling and experiencing in your reality, you're listening to those inner feelings that are coming from your soul, your higher self, your inner being, whatever you want to call it, you will never, ever be going wrong. You will never be led astray. I can guarantee you that. Welcome to Trujectory, the podcast committed to helping you step into your true path, your purpose work. There is nothing better than being able to do what you love every single day and to get paid for it. I lived many years of my life working jobs that didn't align with me, and I know how rough that feels. I want to see as many people as possible stepping into the work that truly lights their soul on fire. This is your space to come and be reminded that you can create the life that you're dreaming of and to learn exactly how to do it. This is your space to be inspired by those who have been bold enough to follow their passions and have created their dream life because of it. If you're ready to stop playing small, stop holding yourself back, and start aligning with your trajectory, let's do it. Hello, my loves. I hope you are having a beautiful day or night or whatever time it is. And if you're not having a beautiful day or night, then that's what you are here for. We are going to help you take your frickin' power back and get back into the driver's seat, and you will have an amazing day. Every day will be an amazing day because you will understand how to steer and create your reality. And what the frick is better than that? Being able to create everything that you've ever wanted, everything that you dream of, effortlessly. Like, that sounds like fiction. I know. Trust me, I know. And this is why I research this stuff so much, because I know how crazy I sound when I'm telling you that you can freaking create the dream life that you have in your mind. You can. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, solo episode, then check that out, because that's where we break down and really simplify the law of attraction. And you can sort of understand more how important your thoughts are, how to then switch what you've been thinking and all of the programs and patterns you've been running on to start creating the reality that you actually want. Today, I want to talk about learning to trust your own guidance. So I want us to really, this is a tough one because it's hard to admit sometimes. We all feel like, hey, I am me. I am my unique self. I do things my way. I do what I want. And the truth is, we don't really do what we want most of the time. We actually have been programmed to think, feel, act, and be in certain ways. And we have accepted that because we haven't known any better most of our lives. And so we've become these versions of ourselves. We've put on all of these different layers on top of the truth of who we are. So, I mean, think about when you're young, right? And I know I've gone over this so many times. I'll really speed it up this time, but it's important to know. And repetition is key for anything in learning. So it is actually good that I repeat this a lot because it's a really good one to remember. 0 to 7 years old, you're a sponge, right? You are a sponge. You are picking up every little bit of fear, every belief, every word, every understanding of the people around you. And most of the time, those people around you, they don't actually know that they've been programmed and that they're not thinking authentically for themselves. So it's sort of like fear teaching fear is one way of looking at it. So from 0 to 7, you're a sponge and you're picking up everything that's going on around you. From 7 to 14, you then mimic everything that you've learned for the first 7 years. So now you've got a full 14 years of watching, observing, and then practicing and putting into action ways of being that don't necessarily align with you at all, that don't fit into the core of who you are. You might have come into this world a super happy, bubbly, bright, someone who wants to work with animals and do all sorts of fun, crazy things all the time. And who knows? There's so many different amazing careers. I obviously can't think of any right now. But you might have come into this world with this very specific idea. Your soul has come in going, I'm going to come into the earth school, and I'm going to do this, and that's going to be amazing for me to experience myself doing those things. But as soon as you come here, you forget about your true bigger essence. You forget that you are a part of a huge soul family. You forget your metaphysical side, right? Your spirit. You think that you're just a body, and you have to push and work and really struggle to get anything. And then you're programmed by so many people around you, and that belief, which is false, is reinforced over and over and over again. So by the time you're 14, you're now, that's when kids start to rebel, right? Around those years, they start to question things and go, wait, this doesn't feel right. Why does everything feel so hard and wrong? And I feel like I came here because it was going to be fun. And I saw that I could have this beautiful life working with animals and doing all these fun things. And now I just feel like I have to work a corporate 9-to-5 because my whole family says so, because my school told me I should, because the government's telling me I should, whatever it is. And that's when kids start to rebel and they start to turn to things like drugs or gaming or, you know, excess sugar or whatever it is to escape the feeling, the horrible feeling of not being connected with who they truly are. But no one can put their finger on what this problem really is. So it's got so many different names, right? It's got countless names. It could be depression, anxiety, ADHD, anything else that I can't think of right now. Yeah, this is the thing, right? So we get labeled with all of these other things, which then makes us start to tell the story of I'm someone with depression. So now I start to identify with that and I start to feel even worse. And look, we're getting off track here. I could go on about this for ages, but I really want to come back to the point of this episode, which is learning to trust your own guidance system, okay? So once you think about it and you've come out, you've gone through school, you've gone through university because maybe a whole bunch of people told you you should, or a whole bunch of people said, you're actually good at this thing, you should focus here. Or you got really scared because you wanted to do this big fun job, but everyone told you you wouldn't make money doing that, so you decided to do the safe job. All of these things happen to so many of us, so don't beat yourself up for it. Just realize that now is the time to start getting that awareness around what you can do to fix it, what you can do to start steering your life the way you actually want it, because this is so within your reach. No matter your age, no matter your situation, there are no restrictions here. You can create your own reality. So all of these things have been advised by us, and so we've conformed, right? And conformity is where originality and unique dreams and ideas go to die. It's the fear space. It's the safety zone. It's, well, I'm what everyone else is doing. I don't want to stand out. I don't know about other countries. I've lived in Australia most of my life. In Australia, there's this thing called tall poppy syndrome, where as soon as you start to stand out, it's like everyone sort of chops you down and makes you feel like you're weird and strange and you need to come back down to being normal like everyone else. And that's just a sign that they're not happy with their lives necessarily. So people who aren't happy with their reality, see someone else striving for something bigger, striving for something that makes them happy, that makes the other people uncomfortable because it reminds them that they could do the same thing, but they haven't. And they don't want to be reminded of that. So remember, whenever you're not fitting in, that's actually the best thing for you. And it's actually the best thing for everyone else as well, even though it doesn't feel like that. And it certainly is not reacted to in such a manner. People will usually get triggered by you trying to go outside of the square. But when you are trying to fit yourself within someone else's square that has been created by other people, that doesn't even resonate with you at all, that's when you start to lose more and more of your identity and you start to feel more disconnected and more miserable on this life. And that's, we don't want that. That's what we're steering away from. So we've got to stop seeking the rules and the guidelines and fearing judgment that you're doing it wrong, right? This is where all of the distortions, the uneasy emotions, the frustration, the low energy, the burnout, that's where it all comes from, by trying to fit your unique self into rules made by others. Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying this episode and I hope you're getting a lot of value out of it. I would love to ask you to take just a couple of seconds out of your day to please rate and subscribe this channel. Whether you're on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, whatever streaming platform you're on, if you could take a couple of seconds to just rate and subscribe, I would be so, so, so grateful. That's going to really help us get our reach out a little bit further. It's going to help the amazing messages from my guests be heard by a larger audience. And we're going to be sharing a lot more perspective and advice and inspiration for those people who really need to remember that they can and will own and co-create the life that they want. And I want everyone who feels stuck in their job to be able to have a safe space to go to be reminded that you can 100%, you can get the life that you want. You can create it. You just need a little bit of motivation, a little bit of inspiration, And that's what I hope to provide here on Trujectory, the podcast. So please rate and subscribe. Thank you so much in advance. I really appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you have a beautiful day or night, depending on where you are. Mwah. So let's really simplify this. I'm all about simplifying these days because there are so many different variables when it comes to understanding how you can create your reality. And I really want to try and simplify this for everyone so you can really grasp it and start putting it into practice and seeing the results for yourself. That's when it gets exciting. So if it feels good, let's not look at all the different thousands of ranges of emotions that we talk about all of the time. Let's not label them all these different names. Let's label them good, bad, right? Simplify. So if it feels good, do more of that. If it feels bad, guess what I'm going to say? Do less of that. Sounds so simple, right? Almost too simple. We've been overcomplicating this for a really long time, and we're so used to overcomplicating that we think that if something is simple, there's no power in it. But I can promise you, if you just follow your good feelings and you take action on the things that feel good to take action on a really deep, beautiful soul level, and you start to distance yourself from those things that don't make you feel good, you are going to see huge shifts in your life. Huge. I can't even begin to tell you how huge. I look back at 6 months earlier. Every 6 months I look back and go, whoa, it's like a whole different person. I'm just up-leveling all the time because I'm starting to actually follow these inner guidance signals, which come in the form of emotions. These are messages from my soul saying, this is what you came here to do. Follow this path, chick. Stop overcomplicating it. Stop doing what you think you should do. Follow this fucking feeling. This is for you. So the more I've been doing that, the more I'm like, whoa, this life thing is incredible. Let's get more of it. So yeah, really using your emotions as those signals, as those reminders, is going to help you so much. And we tapped into that a little bit in the previous episode, and we had some home play that was dealing with that. So I hope you did that work and you started to feel the difference there. This week, what I want you to try and do is, this is how you're going to start finding out who you are authentically, who you actually are, what you actually like, because this is how you start to learn to trust your own guidance. And trust me, when you trust your own guidance, you will never be led astray. You are only ever going in different wrong directions when you're trusting other people's opinions, because that doesn't resonate with what your soul came here to do in this life. So when you're trusting your own guidance, when you know who you are at your core, and you're listening to you above everyone and everything, no matter what you're seeing and feeling and experiencing in your reality, you're listening to those inner feelings that are coming from your soul, your higher self, your inner being, whatever you want to call it, you will never, ever be going wrong. You will never be led astray. I can guarantee you that. So here's your challenge. I'm excited. I'm so excited for this. I want you to DM me and tell me how you go with this one, because I know it's going to be a challenge for some of you. I'm going to say for 3 days, but I would really like for you to try it for a week, at least a week, to get over the withdrawal phase, because there's going to be a bit of a resistance in here. I want you to go without any news. No media, celebrity crap. None of that stuff. Nothing that has anything to do with people outside of you. And especially no news, because that is literally a spotlight on the negative things that are happening in the world, flooded into your system to remind you that there are shitty things that happen in the world. There are also really beautiful, positive things that happen in the world. There is always balance, always. It depends on where you put your focus as to how you feel. And then how you feel is going to be how you act, and then your results and blah, blah, blah. It stems on from there. So really try this for a week if you can. No news, no celebrity gossip, or, you know, following people that whose life you want, but you sort of think, I'm never going to get that. People that trigger you, people that make you jealous, whether it's celebrities, athletes, whatever. It could even be friends of yours. Unfollow people or mute them on social media that are not lighting you up. Really make sure that your feed, your Instagram, your Facebook, whatever it is so purely there as a resource to light you up. So every time you go on there, every single person you're following makes you feel better about yourself. And there are so many channels and so many content creators out there now that do this. So there's no excuse of saying, oh, there's not enough people that make me feel good. There are so many beautiful channels now. The world is changing. There are a lot more people becoming aware of the power of positive thought and sending positive messages rather than fear-based you know, neg everywhere. So we're going to go no news, no celebrities. You're going to clean up your social media feeds to make sure that there's only people that are empowering you on there. And I would love it if you could go at least one of these days without any social media, without any of it. I do personally, I don't touch my phone for the first 3 hours when I wake up, and then I put it on airplane mode again at about 7 p.m. at night. And so every day I have a few hours within the day. It's like usually 5 to 6 hours where I don't have social media. I don't have my phone at all. I don't have the option of being on my phone. I know that can be hard for other people if you have kids, if you have a need to have your phone on, that's okay. You can turn certain apps off. You can have, you know, do not disturb, but only this and this person can call me or contact me. You can set that up on your phone. So I'd love for you to have one day a week where you don't have your phone, social media at all, because you're going to find, like I said, there's going to be withdrawals. There's going to be some serious, oh my God, you're going to have moments where you're just going to naturally go to open up these apps because it's become so habitual in your life. And when you go to do that and then you stop yourself, then I want you to pause and ask yourself, okay, what do I actually want to do right now? What do I actually want to do? You're going to realize how much time you spend on your phone that you could be spending on you, that you could be spending on expanding your knowledge on these things that are going to help you create the reality that you want. You're going to find that you have more time to experiment in new hobbies. You're going to find that you might want to meditate more. You might want to calm yourself down. You might be a very stressed out person, but you feel like, I never have time. And it's like, well, if you cut out the scrolling, you're going to find that you've got some extra time. You genuinely will. So even if it's just for one day or if it's for a few hours each day, really try and give yourself some of that time to, one, notice just how much you do scroll and open that up. And two, to then see what it is that you would actually like to be doing. Start remembering that you have choice here, that you have constantly got the option to go, what do I want to do right now? And that might involve your family as well. You might be at home with your kids, husband, wife, whatever. It doesn't necessarily have to be just yourself, but it's a matter of starting to tap into your core desires, your core values, what it is that you want. And this isn't going to happen overnight. It's going to be a slow and steady process. But even just witnessing the withdrawal symptoms initially is going to be very enlightening for you. And I think it's going to open your eyes a lot and make you maybe not want to be on social media quite as much as you maybe have been. And then it's just a matter of looking at the quality of your thoughts. So after you've spent a little bit of time away from the news, away from celebrity statuses and all of these different things, really check in on the quality of your thoughts. Now that you're not comparing yourself to others and you're just actually living your life, doing what you want to do, remember only like 20 years ago, it was probably less than that, like 15, 20 years ago, we didn't have social media every day. That wasn't a thing. So for the younger generation, it's harder to disconnect from these things. But for the older generations, it's kind of like, let's go back to that blissful state that we didn't appreciate at the time. We didn't realize how amazing it was to wake up in the morning and not go straight onto your phone and not instantly know about what everyone in your world is doing and then start to feel weird about it, feel jealous, feel like I've got to do this because old mate over here is doing that big amazing thing. So I feel shit about myself now. So I better go and do this. All of that wasn't a thing. And guess what? It doesn't have to be a thing now either. You can use social media in whatever way you want to use it that suits you. But I believe we've just become so programmed, we've fallen into the pattern and the habit. And a habit is just formed by repetitive action. Over and over again, we have fallen into the habit of believing that we have to every single time we have a spare moment when we're not doing something, we're on social media straight away. So I really want you to just be able to get that space between you and that habit, to flick on social media and see how you feel, see what you actually want to do. Check in on how you are. And to be honest, check in on who you are. This is where you're going to start learning who you truly are at your core. And the more you tap into that, I can promise you, the more your world is going to reflect all of the beautiful things that you actually want deep down. Maybe these are things that you've stopped even telling yourself that you want because you have believed you're never going to get them because everything seems so hard. But this is one way that you can start to tap back into that unlimited power that is you. That is literally an unlimited being that is running this vehicle. This physical thing is just a car. It's the driver that's inside this car that we are tapping back into. we have forgotten about the driver for so long, and we, as the car, have been trying to create and trying to understand all of these things metaphysically, physically, whatever. But we're just a car. Like, let's get the driver to start steering this car again, and we're going to see so many amazing shifts. So anyway, that's your challenge for this week. Let me know how you go. Hit me up on Instagram, DM on at Trujectory, one word, or at Sarah Louise Maxwell. Let me know how you go with this. Let me know what you're struggling with. Let me know what you've had triumphs with. Let me know if you have tapped into last week's solo episode and you've done that homework, because that's the one I'm really excited about as well, to see what you've started to manifest and what synchronicities have started to come into your reality. So anyway, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you. I'm excited for you. And I hope you have so much fun starting to discover the true, authentic you. Love you guys. Mwah.